This is Kid Craddock in the Morning.
We're back with Kid Craddock in the Morning. I'm JC, here with Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna.
And Psycho Shannon.
And it's our first show ever without Kid. He left us this weekend. And Kid's big thing, and Jenna was talking about it yesterday, was he always wanted us to be prepared. And since none of us know how to deal with this or what to do or how to go about doing this, we kind of reverted back to what Kid taught us and be prepared. So I tried to write something last night, and every time I would try to start writing something, I would just start typing, and I would just break out in tears. And so I decided that I wasn't going to write anything last night. So in honor of Kid, I am presenting No Sleep JC. Because I stayed up all night thinking of what I was going to say. And for the past 2 days, I've just been sitting there and thinking about the memories I have with Kid. And I even tried to practice in front of the mirror last night. And I'm sure Kinsey did not enjoy this because that was probably like 2 in the morning. And I'm sitting there in front of the mirror trying to practice what I'm going to say. And
no shirt,
practice
right?
Practice what you're going to say.
I bet he had no shirt on when he was in the mirror, too.
Because this is so hard. And
I thought he was going to say a dance.
No, I wasn't doing it.
A tribute.
And every time I looked in the mirror, I just saw Kid in my reflection because that's who I want to be when I grow up. But Kid always told me, don't grow up, because that's what I love about you. I love your childish spirit. And then I decided that this morning I'm just going to come to work at the same time I come to work. And I'm going to sit down in my chair and do the same thing I do every Monday. And I'm going to look at the stories, even though we're not going to talk about them, just because I wanted a little bit of normalcy.
Yep.
And then 6 o'clock hit, and that's when it set in. Kid's not here.
Yep.
I'm not going to be able to have my Ed Sheeran jam sessions in his office and at his house anymore. I'm not going to be able to go to his house and watch shows for girls and talk about how perfect Tom Brady's hair and his chiseled jawline look.
Oh my.
You guys and your dude crushes.
I know. Yeah. Kid and I had it.
Don't call me for
Kid
that.
Kid and I are so secure with our manhood that we were able to tell dudes that they're good looking.
That's what it was.
I'm not going to be able to take pictures with him and make fun of the weird hand gestures he always made. Because he tried to
look
cool.
Gang signs, Jason.
I don't know what gang that is.
Rich white man gang.
I'm not going to be able to sit in the car with him anymore and act like his speeding doesn't scare me. Because we all did that. We all sat in that car and he would drive and you're just trying to act like you're not scared so that
and
he wouldn't go faster.
Oh, he's the worst. That one time I drove him because he got that thing in his foot and we went to Kelly's doctor and I had to drive him in his eBay BMW. Listening to him walk. And
right
moan. Oh, it's terrible.
I'm not going to be able to hear him complain about how I picked up my gift from last year that he had sent to his house when he could have just had it sent to my house. I still don't get that. I'm not going to be able to find the half full Diet Coke cans around the office and hear him screaming out from his office asking for a Diet Coke when there's about 13 of them around the office.
But there were still... did you see all the empty Diet Coke cans?
They're still here.
They're everywhere. I hope nobody moves.
They should stay there forever. And we got a email yesterday from one of our producers at Dish Nation, and he put a passage on there from Queen Elizabeth that I kept reading over and over. Because you can't focus on the I won't be able to anymore. And so I just want to read it real quick. It says, you can't shed the tears that he is gone. Hold on. Let me start over. You can share tears that he is gone, or you can smile because he has lived. You can close your eyes and pray that he'll come back, or you can open your eyes and see that he's left. A lot of memories. Your heart can be empty because you can't see him, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember him only that he is gone, or you can cherish his memory and let it live on. You can cry and close your mind. Be empty and turn your back. Or you can do what he'd want. Smile, open your eyes, love, and go on. And I just kept reading that.
It's beautiful.
And I had the honor of spending Kid's last night on earth with him. And I truly call that an honor. We went out We went out on Bourbon Street, and he was happy. He was unbelievably happy. It was one of those moments where it was just, I take it for granted now, but we're walking down Bourbon, and we're dancing, and we're singing, and an Austin Mahone song comes on, so we do a boy band dance out there.
Oh, my.
We're taking pictures with listeners, and it's just one of those where you never think that the next day that would come.